This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. On Monday, this was Made in America Week at the White House. As we sit here on Friday, well, the message is a little bit muddled. Here for a look at our 5 days gone by, Lynette Lopez from Business Insider, also Neela Richardson from Redfin. Hey, everybody.
Hi.
Hi, Kai.
So, Neela, let me start with you. And I want to do actually not a Made in America question, but a quick pass on trade. Our negotiations on trade with the Chinese wrapped up this week after 100 days with, in essence, nothing. We learned that NAFTA negotiations are going to start on the 16th of August. Those are going to be contentious. Where do you think we are on the Trump administration's trade agenda?
We are with a dog with a bone is what we are. There is a single-minded focus on the trade deficit. And if the trade deficit is large, then it's going to be a contentious negotiation, as it was with China, as it will be with Mexico. And that is just not a broad-based view for how to view trade policy. You know, capital moves in between countries in all kinds of ways. China invests a lot in U.S. debt. That's what keeps borrowing costs low for millions of Americans. That's not a part of this discussion. What's part of this discussion is steel and tariffs. And that's going to influence our negotiations with Mexico as much as China. The single-mindedness means that we don't push forward in a direction that everyone's a winner.
So, Lynette, we're going to talk taxes here in a little bit. I want to talk about another part of the Trump administration economic agenda. Speaker of the House Paul Ryan was in Lawrence, Massachusetts this week talking about tax reform and the package he wants to get going. And he said, and this is almost a quote, Republicans are all on the same page about what we want out of taxes. A, is that true? And B, how far are we from getting there if it's not true?
Well, that's definitely not true. We have a value. There's the value added tax that some Republicans want to push to be able to raise revenue.
This would be the border adjustment tax you're talking about, right?
Yes. Yeah. It's like a European style value added tax. Some Republicans like it. Some don't. And some Republicans want to use this budget negotiations to mess with Democrats even more and get what they want. Some don't. Some want to get it done as soon as possible so that they can move on to tax reform or like. It's just there seems to be a lot of infighting about policy and the stakes as well, what they can get away with and what they can push using this as leverage.
Also, Neela, we're still having a conversation where the White House is talking tax cuts and congressional Republicans are talking tax reform, which are not the same thing.
No, they're not. But you can't do one without the other, because the key question, no matter who's president, is how do you pay for a tax cut?
Yeah.
Well, if you want to be revenue neutral, that means you don't want to blow up the deficit or cut spending. You have to figure out what to cut, what to eliminate in terms of credits. And nobody likes to make cuts.
Always a messy process
to credit. So these two sides of the coin have to get together in order for a policy to be passed. There's no way around it.
All right, Lynette, so to that piece of tape that I played up at the top, that was Anthony Scaramucci as of this morning, the new communications director at the White House, formerly of his own firm on Wall Street called Skybridge Capital. You write of him today at Business Insider. You said, Scaramucci, known affectionately on Wall Street as the Mooch, is charming, loquacious, effusive, combative, single-minded, transactional, over-the-top, and loyal to a fault. Tell us more.
I've known Anthony for years. If he wants to charm you, he's the most charming man in the entire world. But I think the thing to focus on right now is the fact that his firm, Skybridge, actually hasn't been sold yet. And he plans to sell it to a financier with ties to Hugo Chavez and also HNA, a Chinese conglomerate that has come under scrutiny from the European Central Bank and the Chinese government. So the Treasury has to approve this sale because they have to approve the sale of American companies to foreign buyers every time. So Anthony's not starting in for 2 weeks. I imagine that Steve Mnuchin is going to have to sign on the dotted line sometime within that time. It's a $180 million around there sale. That it looks like the investors are overpaying for it. So there are a lot of questions that people need to be asking about the sale of Skybridge. Who exactly is buying this? And you know, what is their relationship with Anthony? Why are they overpaying for this? And, you know, is it smart for the Treasury to approve a deal with a company that the European Central Bank is investigating as well as its own government? I mean, these are questions we need to ask if he's going to be this close to President Trump.
And we should say he did this months and months ago. He initiated the sale months and months ago in the hopes of getting a different White House job. He has now
right, but it hasn't closed.
Right, it has not closed. And, that's exactly right.
All and right, so, I mean, there are a number of jobs he was looking into, but this seemed to materialize in 24 hours.
Right. Lynette Lopez at Business Insider, Neela Richardson at Redfin. Thanks, you two.
Thank you. Have a great weekend.